For Trent Jordan in Belle Chasse, Louisiana, oysters are a way of life. He's the production supervisor for Port Sulphur Fisheries. Jordan, like so many along the Gulf Coast, is waiting anxiously to see what this spill means for his livelihood, namely the several thousand acres of oyster beds that Port Sulphur operates on both sides of the Mississippi.
It's going to definitely impact us. We're not really sure how bad. We know now that everything from the east side of the river is closed, so we've got that impact going on now that we can't actually harvest anything from the east side of the river, which have been predominantly our most productive oyster beds over the last 10 years.
How does oil affect an oyster bed?
That's something that we don't know yet. We haven't had anything on this grand scale. I mean, it definitely is a pollutant. The oyster acts as a filter. It will process the oil, and you will have an oily taste and probably some discoloration. If it's too much oil, I'm sure it would smother these tar balls that they're talking about. I'm sure it would, if they were able to go ahead and get stuck on the bottom, it would suffocate and kill the reef.
Mr. Jordan, have you allowed yourself to think about a worst-case scenario here? What's going to happen when that oil gets closer to the shore?
I think you can only really speculate on worst-case scenario. I think the overall perception that people have here is that we've gone through Katrina, and you can't really get much worse than that. That if we've gotten through Katrina, we'll be able to get to this. As far as worst-case scenario goes, we might lose oysters that are there ready to be harvested this year and maybe even a crop for the years to come. But we know that we won't be displaced from our homes, and we'll have at least our family and friends to, you know, come back to, whereas with things like Katrina, you can't.
Do you have insurance for this kind of thing?
Actually, they just started a crop insurance policy, I think it was 2 years ago. I think we're in the second year of it now.
Was that after Katrina?
It was after Katrina. What we found out today, however, is that in that policy, oil spills are not covered. So we have people trying to get in touch with Mary Landrieu and other people in the government to try and get that written in because, you know, this could be something that could really do a lot of damage and the insurance not cover.
Even if you were lucky and, you know, you hope for the best and things turned out okay for the fishermen and the shrimpers and the oystermen in that region, are you concerned about the long-term effects in terms of the way people might view Gulf Coast seafood?
Oh, I'm definitely concerned about it. I'm concerned about it for the next generation, for our children and people that come. I mean, I know whenever I was growing up, how the marshlands looked for me whenever I was a kid, and I've heard stories about my parents and the older generation about how it was even 10 times more vast than what it is now. And we've seen what just one hurricane can do to it with Katrina, taking away 10 years in the matter of a couple of days, whereas you get this oil reaches the marsh and kills this grass that holds these marsh lands together, then what is there going to be left?
Mr. Jordan, thank you very much for making time for us. All the best to you.
Thank you, Michelle.
That's Trent Jordan. He's the production supervisor for Port Sulphur Fisheries. We were speaking to him from Belle Chasse, Louisiana.